Dictation 4, Rex, R-E-X, Red, R-E-D, April 30, 44. Address as a letter to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Mowbray, M-O-W, B as in boy, R-A-Y, PA, 6298145. Dear Jessica, consultation Mr. Red with prior kidney function abnormalities comes accompanied with family member. He is 82-year-old gentleman. Within the last 6 months, a diagnosis of incidental finding left upper portal renal mass, clear cell carcinoma, underwent embolization and ablation without any complications, with minor acute kidney injury, did not requiring dialysis, resolving with hydration, did have a ureteral stent because of the proximity to the collecting system, but there was no obstruction, no gross hematuria. Recently, diarrhea, 2-3 weeks with negative workup. He lives alone, no other family member affected. He does his own cooking, also eats out, has no pets, does have well water. He believes he's already resolving, and he's been drinking water and sand electrolytes. Weight is stable, no reported abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. Denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Denies claudication symptoms, edema, numbness. He recently had a flare-up of hand wrist arthritis. Was given 2 courses of steroids with improvement, no anti-inflammatory agents exposure. Next paragraph, the past medical history for prior paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. This is like 2014. Prior mitral valve repair and apparently occlusion of the left atrial appendage. He denies coronary artery disease. He has preserved ejection fraction. He denies TIAs, stroke, deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or peripheral vascular disease. Prior pneumonia, years back. No liver abnormalities. Denies diabetes, does have hyperlipidemia and hypertension on treatment. Prior pulmonary function test with severe obstruction and responding to bronchodilators, a component of asthma, hard of hearing. Next paragraph, surgeries including the mitral valve repair and occlusion of the left atrial appendage, embolization and ablation, mass upper pole left kidney, bilateral lens implant, bilateral knee replacement, surgical repair, trauma the right forearm, right shoulder rotator cuff, upper lid plasty both eyelids, and a prior question bladder tumor. Next paragraph, report side effects to shrimp, no medications. Next paragraph, used to drink beer, whiskey, and smoking, but this is more than 30 years back, for probably 10, 15 years. Next paragraph, present medications, lisinopril, Lipitor, amlodipine, a number of vitamins. Was taking oxybutynin because of the ureteral stent, but that apparently will be discontinued, and recent exposure to two courses of steroids for his hand arthritis. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 183. Blood pressure 110/78 on the right, 120/80 on the left, hard of hearing. No gross respiratory distress. Lungs distant clear, no gross RAL wheezes or pleural effusion. He has regular breathing with premature beats, no pericardial rap, I don't hear significant murmurs, no gross abdominal distension, ascites, masses or tenderness, I don't see gross peripheral edema. He has deformity, wrist, hands with some degree of muscle wasting on the tenar, T-E-N-A-R, and hypotenar areas. Decreased range of motion on the right shoulder. I don't see any blisters, ulcers. Pulses are palpable. Capillary refill is okay. There was prior edema hands, but I don't see it today, or minimal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, is stool negative for C. diff, uric acid at 6.4, inflammatory markers were elevated. The last renal chemistries are from February. He did have an episode of acute kidney injury at the time of ablation procedure of the renal mass with a peak creatinine 1.57, at the time of discharge 1.33, and presently 1.18. Sodium potassium is normal, bicarbonate mild elevated, normal albumin calcium. He has elevated bilirubin, 2.4 the last one, previously 1.5, 1.9. Other liver function tests are normal. Present GFR is better than 60. The high bilirubin already documented 2022. No anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets. Normal cholesterol profile. Last urine is from November 2025. At that time, no protein, trace blood, no bacteria, no white blood cells. The bilirubin is indirect, documented in 2025. I reviewed the most recent MRI report abdomen. This is post-ablation, normal liver. Normal spleen. Ablation changes on the upper pole of the left kidney. Normal abdominal aorta. recent negative thrombosis of the left upper extremity. A prior transesophageal echo, this is from 2023, normal ejection fraction. The left atrial appendage has been ligated. The surgical repair of the mitral valve. Minimal abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury at the time of procedure, embolization, ablation, IV contrast exposure that has completely resolved. There is no present kidney abnormalities. Prior urine has been benign without activity to suggest inflammatory process. His blood pressure runs in the low side, but no symptoms of lightheadedness. Recent diarrhea that appears to be resolving, exposed to lisinopril. Discuss with the patient and family. Dehydration and the effects of lisinopril on the kidney. I don't believe it's a problem right now. He will continue his hydration. No further workup is needed from the renal standpoint. You are working him for the diarrhea and the recent inflammatory changes, osteoarthritis of both hands and wrists. No need for follow-up. All issues discussed at length. I review all those prior procedures and testing with the patient and family, prolonged visit, end of dictation,